This week's parsha is Vayishlach.
Hello, hello, what? Vayishlach, not Vayishlach. Sorry. Vayishlach.
No, no, deals with Yaakov and when he crossed the Jordan.
No, 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 it's Vayishlach. What are you doing?
To meet his brother.
No, no, oh, it's Vayishlach.
Really?
Yes, of course.
Vayishlach.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, yes, of course. No, no, of course.
Yeah,
yes.
What did it say?
When Moses and the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, now at this time Esau...
Rabbi!
At this time Esau that Pharaoh didn't want to let his people go, and we see the 613 mitzvahs which are represented in the tzitzis, which this parsha...
What are you talking about? It's not shlach. It's not shlach.
Don't call me a shlach.
No, not
no, the parsha is Vayishlach, right. I know.
So what you're saying.
Therefore, this is the part when he says to Laban, to Lavan, im Lavan Garti, which is Tariag.
Rabbi, I don't know what you're talking about right now. It's not Bereishis, it's Shmois now. Keep to the subject.
That's to say, Gezera Gad Lavan, which was the color of the manna.
Oh, that's bad.
And it was a central point, the manna.
Yeah, we should stick to the point.
In fact, in Vayishlach, Dina,
what Vayishlach?
And the manna in which
no
she behaved.
Dina is not Vayishlach.
Vayishlach, right. They had the manna for dinner, breakfast and lunch. Now, the kind of dinner, Diba, that the spies.
What Diba? Again, I told you it's manna.
For Vayishlach, right?
Okay.
In a manner of speaking, Vayishlach represented what Bereishis Shemos is all about. Pharaoh's standards of warfare sank to new depths as he chased them into the Red Sea.
Which was kind of unfair.
Now you can see what I mean.
No, no, we don't, actually.
Anyway, and so it came to a parting of the waves.
Yeah, please God, I'd like to part right now.
Of the waves.
No, of the waves.
But what about my sermon?
Who cares about your sermon?
Vayishlach.
Yeah, we're sending you home.